Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, welcome to Know the Faith, Defend the Faith. My name is William Hemsworth, and thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. On today's episode, we have Matthew Chaquin. Matthew, did I say your name right? I'm sorry, I forgot to ask before
we went on here. Yes, that's right.
All right, perfect. I remembered from last time. This is our second take. We had some internet issues before, but today we're going to talk about the Eucharist. And Matthew is a freelance writer, a lifelong Catholic, and an avid truth seeker. He's the father of four children and has a stellar wife. He's earned an MA in theology from the Franciscan University of Steubenville in 2014 and enjoys binge reading Tolkien, Chesterton, C.S. Lewis, Fulton Sheen, and comic books. And his personal heroes are Saints Teresa of Avila, Catherine of Siena, and John Paul II, to name a few along with the saints. Please visit his blog, simplecatholic.blog, to learn more about his pilgrim pursuit of a joyous life following the truth of the gospel. Again, pleasure to have you on today, Matthew.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, William.
Yeah, so I know recently you said you went into the freelance writing a little bit more on a full-time basis. You said, so what kind of things are you doing? I know you're involved in more than just your blog. Can you give us a background on your different avenues of writing?
I write monthly for epicpew.com, and I know you write there too, William. Then I also write occasionally for Catholic Exchange and then voyagecomics.com. I've been, my hope eventually is to start writing more for other Catholic publications. Like different magazines such as like First Things, Franciscan Media. And then eventually, you know, one of my goals is to look at possibly starting a proofreading or a editing business down the road. We just made this transition recently. I mean, it was after a lot of years of discernment, but we actually just made this change like less than a week ago, so I'm still trying to get used to my new schedule. So, and it was the best move for our family, just for me to stay home with our kids during the day, and then when my wife gets back from school after she's teaching, she'll be able to watch the kids. And it's something that's just best for our family in the long run. We have a kid. Or two kids with special needs. Our three-year-old has a little bit more needs than our oldest, but he has some various therapies that he does weekly, speech therapy and occupational therapy. So this change will allow me to be more present at those therapy sessions and kind of take what they work with him and
certainly wish you the best of luck in that. I know when you announced that there was so much
progress on
it was such a great thing to see.
Communication and life goals.
So wish you the best of luck. Now on today's show, we want to talk about the Eucharist. So can you summarize the Catholic teaching on the Eucharist for us?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. The Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And this is, it's a sacrament. It's the central sacrament of the church. And a sacrament is a visible sign of an invisible reality. So we as Catholics, we believe that the Eucharist is really Jesus Christ's body and blood. It's not a symbol. It's not something that is supposed to be taken metaphorically. It really is his body and blood. And we receive strength, comfort, peace, joy. When we receive that gift of his body and blood, we become united to him. And it's food for our journey here on earth, because our ultimate aim is to get to heaven and union with God. And
as Catholics, we really believe that we can receive is
the seven sacraments.
And in my Protestant days, of course, I was told that it's a symbol and that there's nowhere in scripture that says that it's a, that Jesus said it was a literal thing. Is there something in scripture that says that, yes, Jesus said that, yes, this is my body, this is my blood?
Yes, there is a lot of places. During the Eucharistic prayer, during a Catholic Mass, the priest will recite words from the Gospel readings of the Last Supper, saying, "This is my body, this is my blood." And there's also another, and those are good passages to look at. One that is even stronger, in my view, is John chapter 6, and that is known as the Bread of Life discourse, where he is speaking to a large crowd of people, and he's talking about the Bread of Life, and he makes references to Moses saying, you know, Moses, or you receive manna from that, but I'm the true bread of life. He goes on to say it several times in John chapter 6. In a span of 24 verses, so from John chapter 6, verses 35 to 59, he mentions very specifically at least six times that he is the bread of life. In verse 35, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst." He also says this again in verses 38, 48, and then many times between 53 and 58. So he's saying the same thing over and over and over. And as a good teacher, teachers repeat the same message. You know, I taught 1 year at a high school, and my wife teaches as well. So the one thing I've learned just from experience and from what my wife has mentioned just when she's talking about her teaching is it's important to have that repetition. And Jesus makes clear of that repetition. So that's one point from John that's important. The second point is the gospel writer uses a very interesting word to describe eat. He uses the Greek word trogo, which translates to chew or to gnaw on. So whenever I think of chewing or gnawing, there's this like very visceral, fleshy, raw type imagery that comes to my mind. Like it's real. Why would he not just use word eat, like a simple word eat, or you know, something that not quite that extreme? If it was figurative, it wouldn't make sense for John to use that type of language. And John even mentions it several times. So he mentions it in verse 54, then 56, 57, 58. So four times he uses that trogo, that word to gnaw on. So it's not something that John just like accidentally slipped in there. Like four times is he intentionally put that in there. So from his understanding as a follower of Jesus, he understood that Jesus meant that literally. And then the third thing, William, is, and this is something that I thought about why would they would leave him in John chapter 6, verse 66. It says, many people who followed Jesus from the start of his ministry left him never to return. So, and these weren't just people that just came just for that bread of life discourse. They were with him at the beginning. It doesn't make sense that they would leave him if they interpreted his language as figurative. So, and that's why I don't understand a lot. I know that penalized a lot of people.
Help tip you know, me into the church. If
you believe it's supposed to be interpreted literal, but I mean, this Jesus claim in John chapter 6,
Jesus also verse 66, the you know,
backs
all
up the Catholic
things.
Claim that it's so scandalous
those,
that many people
followers
leave
didn't leave.
And that for me, here, I've never been able
here,
to
people were visibly, physically shaken.
Come across,
and
read across an
left.
Argument against.
And Jesus didn't
that.
Say, wait, hold on, I was just kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone, that's Matthew Chiquin, and as you can tell, my apologies. We, during the process of recording, we had some technical difficulties, and Matthew has agreed to come back onto the program, and I'm very thankful for that. But I wanted to get this out, despite some of the technical issues you may have heard, and again, my apologies for that. But Matthew was sharing some great information. In the show notes, I'm going to put an article that he wrote on his website, thesimplecatholic.blog. It's from June 27th. It's all about the Eucharist. So I'm going to put that in the show notes with a link. Please check out that article. The article name is Three Reasons Why Critically Reading John 6 Will Convert Protestants. So Matthew, thank you so much for coming on the program. My apologies for the technical difficulties. Never going to use that software again, but thanks for coming back on. Please take Matthew's information to heart. Jesus meant what he said when he said, this is my body, this is my blood, because he willingly lost followers to reinforce that vital point. God bless you. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Know the Faith, Defend the Faith. Have a fantastic week.
Hello, this is International Catholic Singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.